My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Welcome to the Dunkin's Donuts show here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. Beautiful day, a little chilly still, but it's so sunny. It's great to see. It's nice. Feeling like spring. At the top, we heard Blackbuster from the Philippines from 1976. That was the song Shack Up. Originally, I thought that was a song by British band A Certain Ratio, who are sort of a post-punk band, but now I realize they were both covering, and A Certain Ratio recorded that song in 1980. They were both covering a band called Banbara, from the U.S., who originally wrote that song and recorded it in 1975, their only single, one-hit wonder, but what a wonder it was. So on today's show, we've got a preview of a couple shows happening this weekend. Some new Peace. They have released their swan song out into the world. The band Peace is no more, but their last record has just been released. And I'm going to kick things off with some new Magnetic Fields. Stephen Merritt has done a retrospective. It's not a retrospective. He's written 50 new songs. He has a song memoir out, and so it's a 5-LP set with one song for every year of his life, which is pretty interesting. And he's on tour right now. I don't exactly know what's going on with this, but He has there's a cardboard cutout. You can win a cardboard cutout standee of Stephen Merritt. So if you are a big fan of the magnetic fields and the Gothic Archies and all those other Stephen Merritt projects, maybe look out for that competition. He is really into brown. It's not a good look for him. I think he could really use a shot of color. He ends up looking like a UPS delivery guy. Not that there's anything wrong with that. So let's listen to his song about the year 1992. It's called Weird Diseases. This is The Magnetic Fields from 50 Song Memoir. Here we go.
When I was yay high till I was three, I suffered from petty mal epilepsy. Any excitement gave me a fit, but there were drugs to cure me of it. Weird diseases, I get weird diseases. Whenever Krishna sneezes, I get weird diseases. So at the least sign of emotion, I got a tranquilizing potion. Thus from the time I was a young boy, I could feel neither anger nor joy. Just weird diseases, random weird diseases. Once from eating meat called cheeses, I got weird diseases. Nearly fatal renal cysts, maybe Asperger's if that exists. Bitter psoriasis rosea, two separate times giardia. Weird diseases, I get weird diseases. Wafting on the toxic breezes, I get weird diseases. Debilitating spider bites, hiccups for 3 days and nights. 1,000 earaches, 1 deformed eardrum. Hyperacusis, what's that from? It's from weird diseases. I get weird diseases. Whenever baby Jesus pleases, he gives me weird diseases. Chronic fatigue, COPD, petty mal epilepsy, 2 big holes inside my brain, migraine, aura sans migraine. Weird diseases, I get weird diseases. Weird diseases, weird diseases, I
All right, so that was Chicago's Earth Girls. From their album Wanderlust, pardon me, that was Say Goodnight. Before that, we heard The Pleasure Seekers from 1965. What a Way to Die. Oh, what a good single. A friend of mine recently posted that she found a reissue of that, a record, and I was like, huh, The Pleasure Seekers, don't know much about them. Detroit, 1965, all-girl garage rock band, and the Quattro sisters. So Susie Quattro went on to have a solo career, but her and some of her sisters had this band, The Pleasure Seekers. I forget her name. One of the sisters went on. Oh, well, her daughter is Sherilyn Fenn from Twin Peaks. Fun fact. Anyways, great band. And and before that, we heard Magnetic Fields from their new album, 50-song memoir. That was the song 92, Weird Diseases. I have a special guest in the studio. Hello.
Hi, I'm Neetu.
Hey, Neetu, how are you?
I'm good. My first time on the radio.
That is so exciting.
Getting to know Duncan while I'm doing it.
I'm sorry about that. You shouldn't have to get to know me just to be on the radio, but I guess it's working out okay. You are a newish volunteer here at CITR.
Yes, I am. I volunteer. I'm an illustrator for Discorder and other little things.
Yeah, cool. You helped out at the donuts party I had
a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
I took, when people walked in, I asked for money, and when I gave them the dinosaur stamp to know that when they leave that they actually already paid. But when they would come back, I always had to ask them a weird question. Can I see your dinosaur? And when I said that, it sounded like such a sexual thing to me.
Did people remember that they had a dinosaur stamp on their hand?
I think most of the time. Okay. Sometimes they kind of forgot. Yeah, that,
like,
I would have to
see
say
my dinosaur. That's pretty funny. well, thanks for so much for helping out with that. And then you were also the student that got us quorum at the AGM on Monday.
Yes,
that was a crucial role. it was really touch and go, but then you showed up and everybody got excited and we had our AGM. So that was very cool. And you're also going to help me out with something today, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. So we have this giant basket full of names of people that donated to the Dunkin' Donuts radio show.
Huge.
Oh, man. All these ping pong balls. We're doing it lottery style. So I'm going to need you to collect one of these. And when you do, read the name that you see. Okay?
All right.
Drum roll, please.
Here we go. There's so many to choose from. Okay, and the winner is Becky.
Becky, former CITR president Becky Sandler. Congratulations. Thanks so much for donating to the show, and you are going to get a very special donuts t-shirt. So I will send that all the way to New York City. Thank you, Becky, for the donation. And thanks to everyone yet again that donated to the fund drive. We're up to just under $35,000. It was a grand success. Yeah? Did you do some phone shifts as well?
I did.
Yeah.
I also donated. 175 of that is mine.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you, Neetu. That's
really
so generous.
I really wanted that custom tote bag. That was the main reason. But I also helped because it'll also go towards me because I'll also be part of CITR.
Right. Yeah. That's very cool. Good. Well, let's keep going with the music. The band Peace. They played their last show about 6 months ago, I believe, and called it a day. They had been a band for over 10 years, originally starting in Edmonton, and then they moved to Vancouver. And they had an album in the can, and so they've just put that out into the world. It's called Magic Cities, so we're going to hear the first song off of that. It's called Prayer. This is the band Peace. Rest in peace. From the album Magic Cities, this is Prayer.
A little prayer. That is a sigh of relief, because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at citr.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Merci, genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
Radio, to me, was like a chance to kind of lie. It's just so perfect for lying. You could say anything.
But this is true. April 2nd, CIVL Radio in Abbotsford presents American-Canadian author, humorist, and radio producer Jonathan Goldstein, who will be giving a talk and Q&A session reflecting on his career, the practice of making radio, and his new show, Heavyweight. That's April 2nd at the UFV Abbotsford Building B. The event is free and open to the public.
All right, that was Pale Red from their brand new cassette called Soft Opening. That is not a new song. It was on their previous LP or EP, but that was more of a demo version. This is the polished, ready-for-primetime version of the song Camera. Do you like taking photographs? Are you much of a photographer?
Not really. Whenever I go on like road trips, my dad always has this saying, take photos, otherwise you're going to forget. But then for me, taking photos, like, I'm always on my phone. I don't get to, like, have an adventure.
Right. It takes you out of the moment.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
You even said that on an airplane once. We were flying. I had the window seat, and then my mom and my dad were next to me. And said, you should take pictures of this.
Yeah, you get the prime view, and you're not even. You just wasted it away, and all those memories are lost forever. Yeah. Too bad, Nidu.
Very upset.
Before that, we heard Kiso Island from their new EP, Three More. That was the song Icebox. And at the top, we heard Peace from Magic Cities. That was the song Prayer. Look out for Lieutenant Frank Dickens. That's Dan Geddes, the lead singer of Peace's new solo project. You know, he's still doing stuff. I think he's part of Puzzlehead. So, those guys are still around. It's okay, even though Peace is gone. This Saturday night, April 1st, pretty hot show at 333. A guy named Kaz Mirblouk is coming to town. I don't know anything about him. But other than the fact that he is from not here, where is he from? From L.A. He's going to be playing with local greats Jock Tears, Dopey's Robe, and this next band, Defectors. So that should be really fun. Head on down to 333 Clark Drive and check that out. Let's start with Defectors. This is from something that's called LP 2014, but I don't think this LP ever came out. It was just posted to Bandcamp. It's one of my favorite songs of theirs. It's called Far Away. It's a real burner. Here we go. Here are Defectors. We'll be right back. All right, that's Los Angeles's Kaz Mirblouk. He's going to be at 333 Clark Drive tomorrow night. That was the song Days from Imitate Intimidate. Before that, we heard Dopey's Robe from their self-titled cassette. That was the song Psycho. And before that, Defectors with Far Away. All three of those bands head on down to 333 Saturday night with Jock Tears. Good bill. What kind of music do you like listen to, Neetu?
I listen to a lot of old kind of music. Like,
how old? What are we talking about?
I don't know the years. I'm horrible with the years. When you ask me, like, when did this happen? I usually say, like, I usually go by school years, like high school years. Like, oh, okay. I was in grade 10. I don't say, like, year. Oh, it's, like, 2010.
Okay.
I think that was more, like, a night, like, the 20th century kind of thing, saying things by the year.
Okay. So, my generation.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
But so, when you say old music, but you're referring to things that happened when you were in high school.
I mean, like, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay. The 70s?
Like, Bob, how do you say it? Bob Seger? You know, like, the old-time rock and roll.
Night Moves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, oh, it's like classic rock. That's your
thing? Yeah, I guess classic rock. I'm not good with genres.
But that's fine. You know. You like to jump around. You're all over the place. What do you have a favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song?
Probably Shining Star.
I like September.
Oh, that's a good one, too. If I listen to... So, a band that I really listen to a lot now is called Thriving Ivory.
Thriving Ivory.
I'm not sure where they're located. I don't know the label or anything that. They're just... I forgot how I learned about them either. But I just... found a song by them one day, and I'm really into them right now.
Cool. Do you want to try to listen to some of them right now?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Thriving Ivory.
Which song was it that I think? There's like She Might Be Crazy, or there's
Angels Here on the Comes, Moon,
or Angels on the Moon.
Is that a good song?
I like the song.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to think.
Different. There's like Here Comes December, or
Here Comes the Summer. Is that one of those songs?
No, Here Comes December.
Oh, Here Comes December.
I think people might not like that song since the snow just ended.
Yeah, get out of here, December. Here Comes December. Let's see if we can find that. Come November. Is that the song?
That's
Come November. Okay, let's give a listen to it. All right, let's listen to Thriving Ivory. I know nothing about this band. All right.
No, no.
Let's live dangerously. Here we go. Thriving Ivory. From their album, Through Yourself and Back Again.
How long do you think you will stand? A fool in the desert. A boy with no plan. The day's on a last leg again. Cross it all slowly while the next one comes in. But it don't really matter. No, you can't have the world see you like this, and you can't stay for more than a night. That you'll be close where you are. So tired of the quiet, baby. And I'm too young to play dead. So come on, summer, go out with grace. Lay down for a season and down for the rain. Say you can't have the world and see you like this. And you can't stay. You'll be close where you are, and that I will be missed. But still I can't turn out the lights. I can hear your footsteps at the front door.
I can feel your rest upon your poor soul, but it don't really matter, 'cause you'll be home come November.
Imagine that you are at the edge of a forest. A wizard is holding a violin, and he points you towards a cave full of voices. Do you enter, yes or no? Ivory Towers, Holy Helm, Walgren, and Prophecy Sun are constructing a soundscape to reach the sky. Your chance to bear witness will be at the Toast Collective on Thursday, April 6th. There will be jelly beans.
Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rock with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, I am Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up.
Yeah.
That was very nice. That was Future Star. It's Future Star's birthday. Happy birthday, Selena. There we go. And yeah, that was the song No Hook from the Cheesy Demos. Before that, we heard the band Dumb from their Dumb EP, $5 or Free. That was the song Borrow. Before that, we heard Royal Brat from Montreal from their album Negative Bone. That was the song Shade Thrower. Both of those bands are playing at Redgate next Wednesday, along with Crumb and Cruel Sport. The Great Cruel Sport. No demos yet, but definitely worth checking out. So head on down to Redgate next Wednesday. That's going to do it. Oh, and we also heard Thriving
Ivory
with their song Come.
To November. Coming November.
From 2010. So thanks for that music suggestion, and thanks for hanging out in the studio, Neetu.
Yeah, it was fun. First time on the radio. I'm glad
so
it was
great.
With you.
I'm glad I was able to help out. That's great. So Neetu's a real up-and-comer. You're going to hear a lot of her on CITR over the years, so stay tuned. You heard it here first. Literally.
Yeah, literally here first.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Caden is in the studio. He's got K-pop, or Jaden, K-pop Cafe coming at you. Stay tuned for that. And I'll be back next week with another episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Right now, we're listening to Pacific Coliseum. It's the new project from Jameson of Teen Days. It's very lovely. This is the title track for his new cassette, Ocean City. It's a good vibe to get us going now that spring's starting. So just zone out to this and get ready for K-Pop Cafe.